It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
In my very opinionated opinion, it's not opinion, it's opinion, right? Yeah. The best 2 days of the NCAA tournament. Now, it's fun to watch and see who survives and ultimately determine who's going to be the winner. That's fun, too. So it's not an either or, but I love Thursday and Friday of the tournament because you got games all day long, literally, both days. It's when the tournament is most packed. Now, again, if I had my way, they made me the arbiter, I would pare it down. I'd make it like a tournament of 32. I'd make a whole lot of people mad, which would be funny, and it would be way more difficult to get in, and it would make the regular season relevant. Regular season is not real relevant right now in basketball, but last time I checked my phone, nobody from the NCAA has called it to ask what I would do. So, apparently you're safe. If you like the Tuesday night play-ins, and I did this year with Belmont, but in general I don't. If you like the Tuesday night games and then the Thursday, Friday, and then all the teams in, you're probably safe. You don't have to worry about me getting my grubby hands on it. It's okay. You're safe. You're safe right now. 888-702-5494 on Twitter at Bill is King. And if you do want to email me, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Chris Landry will be on with us top of hour two. I think he's out of pro day. I believe so. I believe Chris is not in Baton Rouge, if I'm guessing correctly. Let me find his text here. Says, out on pro days this week, Bill, but I should be good to go. Should be good. If possible, have Crazy Charlie call me a couple of minutes earlier just to make sure I've got a good cell signal. So there you go. Chris Landry, top of hour two. Chris Pugh, down in Georgia, emailed me and said, Bill, make sure and ask Chris Landry his thoughts on the theory that Nick Saban and Kirby Smart. Now, Chris Pugh in Georgia is a Georgia fan. He said, ask Chris Landry if he buys into the Saban and Kirby don't get along. No, they don't get along, but They fake it in public. Look, there's got to be a certain level of professionalism in public. I mean, politicians do it. Coaches do it. Businessmen do it. I mean, there's ways to act and there's ways not to act. Kirby Smart and Nick Saban are not going to act rude publicly around each other, probably. You don't want to get into that. You don't want that to be a public thing. But yeah, we'll get Mr. Landry to talk about it for sure. We'll get him to kick it around. So there were some games last night. And Jason says, I like the Wednesday night games. He said Brad was on with the Pogster and Big Joe yesterday. That's the show that's on after this. And he liked Arizona State minus two. Yeah, that was cash money for everybody that followed that league. Yeah, I talked to Rob. Rob is in Vegas. 210 Rob is in Vegas, and I texted him late in the afternoon and said, hey, Rob, what's the play? What's looking good? And he was good. Brad there on the Arizona State minus two. Matter of fact, Rob, let me find it. Rob said Arizona State minus the two, and he said also Butler plus the points. I believe it was plus five. That was cash money for those who followed suit. Yeah, that was cash in your pocket, man. That's beer money. That's bowling alley money. That's going with Cosby Cattaman to watch the ponies race money. Yeah. Rob goes to Vegas. Let me give you an example of Rob. Rob is a great guy, as you know. The next time Rob goes to Vegas is one more time than I've ever been. How about that for a stat? How about that for something to be proud of? Rob goes to Vegas one more time, and it's more than I have ever been and probably will ever go. Even though I'm not anti-Vegas. It just never occurred to me to go to Vegas. Games tonight. Actually, games, I need to correct that. Games starting this morning. 11:15 Central Time this morning. Minnesota and Louisville. Again, I implore you, get the pronunciation right. It's not Louisville, it's Louisville. You got to go with the locals, Louisville. I have lots of family there in Louisville. My dad and my brother went to dental school at Louisville. And I've got a son who will go to dental school at Louisville. So I know Louisville. And there's an Omni. Now let's make sure we're updated. There's a less than a year old Omni. Well, it's about a year old in Louisville, not Louisville. This morning at 11:15, actually up there it'd be Eastern time, 12:15. Even though the game's not there, Minnesota and Louisville, and again, the NCAA tournament committee doesn't rig games. It just happens randomly based on numbers, kind of, right? Yeah, the storyline that Rick Pitino was once at Louisville, his son Richard is the coach at Minnesota, there's no side storyline rig there, right? Yeah. Just totally random. Oh, and folks, the very first game of the tournament. Well, let me rephrase that. The very first real game of the tournament is Minnesota and Louisville with the Pitino angle, but that was just totally coincidental. Right. Correct. Just wow, look how that landed. Boy, this must be my lucky day. Is that what happened there? Minnesota, Louisville. Okay. The next game to get started, everybody, is Yale versus LSU. LSU has a coach that you've probably heard of by now. You've heard me talk about it, Will Wade, who is suspended and probably fired, ultimately. LSU's got a mess on their hands down there. They've got a hellacious team, too. They're favored by 7 over the ACT scores of Yale. Wasn't Thurston Howell on Gilligan's Island a Yale man, or was he a Harvard man? You guys remember? He used to mention that on the show as part of his character now. Which one was he? I thought maybe he was a Harvard guy. I don't know. New Mexico State and Auburn is next. And that's my boy, Bruce. Should we call him Barbecue Bruce because of the Saturday backyard barbecue that got him ultimately ousted at Tennessee in the name of Aaron Kraft? I love me some Bruce now. You know that. The next game in line would be used to be a football school, Florida State and Vermont. Yeah, I don't know that Florida State's still a football school. We'll have to ask Jim in West Palm. Obviously, Karen has abandoned Florida State. We'll have to ask the Florida State fans on the show. Like Jim in West Palm, Noel Kev, all the others out there. Florida State and Vermont. Bradley and Michigan State. Bradley and Sparty is next. And Sparty's favored by 19. Florida State's favored by 9 over Vermont. Auburn favored by 5.5 over New Mexico State. One of the next games in line would be, now how about this, everybody? Belmont from right here in the downtown 615, Rick Birdstein, advancing for the first time. Now, they've been there a lot, but advancing for the first time. Getting 3 points versus the Turtles of Maryland. What else do we have? Northwestern and Kansas. Kansas favored by 6. Back up. Northeastern, sorry. There's a difference. Not Northwestern, Northeastern versus Kansas. Kansas favored by 6.5. Gators play tonight against Nevada. They're getting 2.5 points. Abilene Christian and the Cats tonight. Cats favored by 21. Some website put out that UCLA is very interested in Coach Cal and that he may be listening. That is laughable, everybody. That is, bend over, you're laughing so hard, you're afraid you're going to lose your breath. Funny. Cal is not leaving Kentucky for another college job. That is not happening. That is not going to happen. He did issue a statement basically saying he hopes to retire at Kentucky. Michigan and Montana. Michigan favored by 15. Anything else? Peter's team. Syracuse and Baylor. The Q's favored by 1.5. And that pretty much, I left a couple of games off. I left Bakersfield and Cal State Fullerton off the list. Sorry. Sue me. I also left off Seton Hall and Wofford. Is there any Seton Hall fans wanting to complain on the show for that? This morning. I don't hear any complaints. 888-702-5494. Eric in Indy says, Bill, why would you go to Vegas if you live in Wilco? And he says, I'm with you, Bill. I've never been. Well, there's a lot of people from Wilco and everywhere that go to Vegas. I have buddies all the time that say, yeah, next week, me and my boys from college are meeting in Vegas. Oh, I hear that all the time. And I'm sure they have fun. I'm sure they knock it out of the park. But it's just never occurred to me. Everybody's got their own wiring, right? We're all wired a certain way. It's never occurred to me to schedule a trip to Vegas. It's occurred to me a lot of times to schedule a trip to the beach. Even though I have been there, haven't been there in like 4 years either. I tell you what, I need to just build a wall around me. Instead of using the funds for Jeff and the Burrow, I just need to build a wall around me, man. Not going to Vegas, and apparently I'm not going to the beach either. Oh, God. Chris Landry, the infinite wisdom of Chris Landry, top of hour two. He's at Pro Days. I'm not sure which one. I'll ask him when we get him on. Southeastern Termite and Pest. 615-293-0722. 615-293-0722. Jot that number down and call it. You need a quarterly spray regimen if you're not doing it. Yeah. You need to be protected. That will offset anything that can come down the line a little bit later. Everybody's going to have some pest control issues, but be proactive. 615-293-0722. You are going to love the pricing. The pricing is set to make you happy. That's right. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. Okay, let's get the first break. We have busted, I'm thinking, about a tenth of a grape. We've got a lot of work to do before we get all those grapes done. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash in Hermitage in front of Thornton's on Lebanon Pike. Road work on 440 is likely to keep it slow today. Watch for possible accidents coming on Nolensville Pike and I-65 in Berry Hill. ICU Security specializes in streaming live video. See what they can do for you. Log on to ICUSecurityInc.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The fine folks at Elite Contract Coating and Polishing, LLC, remind Americans to honor and show support to our troops and veterans. Visit USO.org to see how you can help our heroes. This salute is from Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC, serving the Nashville area with quality service and pride. For the best in floor coatings, polishing, or staining, call the pros today at 615-983-0272. That's 615-983-0272. Elite Concrete Coating and Polishing, LLC. Professionals who care.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For March, try any delicious wrap with amazing fresh cut fries and drink for only $8.99. Penn Station, hot meaty goodness.
Hello, I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Coal, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Coal offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Haul, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's number 7, BillisKing7 at gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7 at gmail.com.
Hashtag fat side up, tweet to Bill at Bill is King to enter the arena of ideas.
Omni Nashville Hotel. Eric up in Indiana says, Bill, I was at the Omni in Louisville when they first opened about a year ago. He said it was just gorgeous. You know, I have not been there yet. I will be there, but haven't been there. I hear it's awesome. We were up there doing the show a couple of summers ago from their construction site. Now, right across the street, they were building it. But we were where they had their construction housing, if you will. That's probably not the right description, but that's where we were. And you could tell it was going to be incredible. So I'm sure it is. I'm sure it's awesome. Plan on getting up there. Bob in Aliquippa. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I am well, sir.
Good for you, man. Hey, a couple quick things. You know, I agree with you with the NCAA tournament. They ought to cut the thing to 32. And, Bill, just to have some fun with it, I might cut it to 28 and give the top four a bye in the first round. And then you can have all kind of arguing about the top four, who they are, and the bottom four that were left out. So I think that's what I would do. And I think you might be on to something with this Vegas thing, Bill. I think maybe we should have commitments out there, get Rob and 210 and Brad together out there, and pick your brain a little bit. We might be able to pay for that whole trip, Bill.
That's a good idea. The only problem is there's – I don't know that the Omni's out there. That's the only issue we've got. But, yeah, I hear you. Have you been to – do you go to Vegas regularly? You a Vegas guy?
Bill, I haven't been to Vegas in about 20 years. I haven't been out there in a while. I used to go out there just to have some fun. I didn't gamble much. I'm not much of a gambler, but it was always fun to walk around the strip, the shows, the sun, and there's some amazing canyons within a couple hours drive of that place. So I always used it as a launch off point and fly in and out pretty cheap.
Right.
I need to get back out there. But the other thing is, do me a favor. When Chris Landry comes on today, he wrote this segment on his website about how he analyzes quarterbacks. And then he actually listed the quarterbacks in draft order where he thinks they're going to go. Bill, it was an awesome read. And if you can get him to talk about that some, how he goes through it. I read the article twice trying to pick up on everything. And just of information about every little detail that they looked at with quarterbacks and how they rate them, and, you know, which requirement carries precedent over the other requirements. So if you can get them to talk about that, I think your listeners will really enjoy that.
I will. I will.
Hey, the reason I was calling, Kip called in yesterday with his thoughts about college free agency. And I kind of agree a little bit with what you're saying about overzealous boosters, but I really think he's onto something, Bill. And here's why. And I want to agree with him more. You know, Bill, there's and let your legal beagles clarify this, but I think there's a premise in law that a person's entitled to make a living. So I don't see what would stop a second-string tight end from starting a lawn mowing business and some overzealous booster giving him $100,000 a year to cut his grass.
Right.
And even though that's in direct alignment with what you were saying, it's still not related to football, and you know, or the kid's a fence painter, you know what I mean, or paints houses for a living. What's to stop them from doing that? I mean, I got to tell you,
when Kip brought that up, I can honestly say it's not anything I've ever thought of. Let me, for those who didn't hear Kip, let me fill them in. Kip called in yesterday and said, why not allow, or as Bob's presenting it, what would stop a guy from saying, hey, in lieu of my scholarship, all right, I'll forego the actual scholarship. In lieu of that, I can sell my likeness. Now, whether that means an actual sponsor that would attach themselves to the player, or he did whatever to get the money, in lieu of the scholarship, what would stop a player? Now, I don't know how many players actually would have the power to do it, but you never know. I don't now that is not a rule, so it'd have to be a rule. You just can't go make the rule. But,
well, I think it is a rule right now that these kids can't have jobs that are funded by boosters. Isn't that a rule?
Well, no, that is a rule, but you can't make your own rule up and say, okay, here's what I'm going to do. I know you've offered me a scholarship, but I'm going to pass it up. I still want to go to school there, but in lieu of that, I'm going to try and sell my likeness. You can't do that. That's against the rules.
Well, but what would stop me, Bill, from saying, okay, I'm a house painter, and this is, you know, that's my living, that's my occupation. Because what, isn't there a rule, Bill, in the NCAA that if you're like a professional baseball player, you can play amateur basketball or amateur soccer?
Yes.
Am I understanding that right?
Correct.
Okay, so based on that premise, if I say I'm a house painter and I'm foregoing the scholarship and I'm going to walk on to play football at Penn State or Ohio State or Alabama, Georgia, wherever, what's to stop some booster from hiring that player's painting company to paint his house?
Well, I don't think that would be prohibited per se, but I mean, a walk-on, I mean, some guy that's if we're talking about a player who's a walk-on, I mean, I don't think he's got any power to dictate that is the problem. I mean, I don't – you can't just go in there and force your own rules on somebody. Now, if you're a superstar player, you're not going to want to do that because you know you're going to get your money eventually. You know, Trevor Lawrence isn't going to do that.
Well, exactly. Trevor Lawrence isn't going to do it. But if you get a four-star tight end, say in the case of Penn State, so you're going to load the roster, right? You're going to take two four-star tight ends. You have room for one. And so the other kid says, well, okay, there's no room for me here. I'll go in there as a walk-on. I don't see why the kid can't pay his own way without the scholarship, turning down the scholarship, and you know, be funded through some booster activity. I'm not seeing that. I understand what you're saying about making your own rule, but my argument, if my understanding is right, and I might be wrong about this, you know, I should have the right to earn a living. And I think Kip's on something here. I think it could really open Pandora's box as far as college athletics go. Because now you could have boosters out there stacking a team's roster, you know, using this kind of a premise or something similar to what Kip proposed.
Right. Bob, so, be good, buddy. Be safe out there in the traffic.
Buddy.
Appreciate the call.
You take care.
Yep.
We'll see
you. We'll get to the next call after the break. Got to get the bottom of the hour here. By the way, and I saw this yesterday, Hawkeye Jason points this out. Brad has put a pretty big chunk of money down on Duke not winning the tournament. I'll fill you in when we come back. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
A wreck on West End Avenue in Midtown near Care Now Urgent Care. A crash in Hermitage in front of Thornton's on Lebanon Pike. 24 is already heavy across the eastern split and westbound toward 440. Junction to that, I-40 is slowing from Briley to Spence Lane. Come celebrate with Furniture Wholesale Plus at their new location, 4404 Lebanon Pike. Coming April 1st, five-star service with five-star savings. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
India Jordan with At Home Realty is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This salute is brought to you by India Jordan with At Home Realty. Serving Nashville and the surrounding area with quality service and pride, she's our area's premier real estate realtor. Whether you're buying or selling, look no further than India Jordan with At Home Realty. Call today at 615-604-5568. That's 615-604-5568. India Jordan with At Home Realty. Thanking her customers and saluting our troops and veterans.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
I'm Eric Opron, Managing Director of the Omni Nashville Hotel. I want to personally invite you to experience the local flavor of Music City at our award-winning property. From our one-of-a-kind culinary outlet to the ultimate luxury of our full-service Mokara Spa, Omni Nashville offers something for everyone. Whether it's the biscuit bar in our Southern-inspired Kitchen Notes restaurant or our upscale honky-tonk bar lines, or if you prefer a romantic dinner, visit Bob's Steak and Chop House. Come on down and see us at 250 Fifth Avenue South, located in the heart of the SoBro District.
Against all better judgment, Nashville Sports Radio presents Redneck Nation Radio. Captain Crazy Charlie and the Renegades of Puck Talk Nashville Predators Hockey. Every game day at 5 a.m. Check them out online at rednecknation.com or on Twitter at Redneck Nation. That's Redneck Nation Radio. Every game day morning at 5. Right here on the station for Hockey Trench Warfare. Nashville Sports Radio. He knows all there is to know about Johnny Five Star, and now you can too. It's Bill King.
Omni Nashville Hotel. I'm going to get the call, but best I can tell from this ticket I'm looking at on Twitter, Brad, and he'll be with us tomorrow, put down $5,200 on the money line for Duke not to win the tournament. And let me read his tweet, and then I'll get to Joe. He says, I've got Duke power rated as the number one team. And he says, I think Duke should be the favorite to win the tournament. However, I do not think that Duke is the second best team in the last decade like they're currently being priced. Therefore, I see no value here. So he takes the field, in essence. He put down $5,200 that would win 2,000. He bet the money line here against Duke winning it. Now, I like the bet because I don't like Duke. I don't know that I think Duke's not going to win it, but I like the bet because I don't want Duke or North Carolina to win a damn thing in basketball, ever. Let me get Vandy Joe in here. What's up, Joe?
Hey, man. I think that's a good bet.
He took the field.
Yeah, I think it's a solid bet. I think it's a solid bet. I got one for him. You can ask him this tomorrow. This is a prop bet. What are the? And I don't know that anybody you hear off the wall stuff every once in a while.
Right.
Prop bet on Bryce Drew losing his job after the tournament.
Wow. I wonder if that one's out there. I don't think Vandy's going to do anything with men or women's basketball.
I am not so certain.
Really? You still think?
I'm not so certain.
Because I know a lot of Vandy fans. Now, man, I don't have an official poll here, but
sure.
Seems like they've given up on it.
I'm not so certain that Malcolm Turner isn't kicking the tires right now from what
wow.
I'm hearing.
Okay.
Drew's not conveying things of any great turnaround and reeks of desperation. A lot of stuff that he's saying, and there's a lot of uneasiness amongst the natives, more than a little bit, a lot. And the thing circling the drain.
Wow.
Quickly.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, I'd be interested to know if Brad had a prop bet, if there's a prop bet for that. I'd say it's at least 50-50 that he's not back next year.
Is that right? Wow.
Yep.
I'd give it up.
Well, if they can find enough people that'll pony up to take care of the $8 million that he's owed, or at least take care of a substantial part of it, I wouldn't be surprised if they don't pull the trigger.
Now, who is it? Who is their predominant sugar daddies right now?
Well, you've got the Ingram family.
Correct.
And you've got some others that are involved, but
Joe, who was the guy? I was trying to think of his name. Back in the late 80s, 90s, who was the guy? I think he was a walk-on or former player there, but maybe not.
The guy that owns Christy Cookies.
Well, no, Christy Houck. I know Christy, yeah. but he wasn't a money guy, really.
He was involved, but not
right.
to the extent that the Ingrams are.
But who was – but, no, there was another one. It was a father and then a son, a younger one, and they were considered – I'd see him in the press box a lot, too. They were considered – oh, I can't remember the name. I used to
– I'm brain dead myself. I was going to say somebody, but I was going to say the Frist, but I don't think that's
No. I mean, it could be, but that's not who I was thinking of. It wasn't somebody in that capacity, but it was considered a sugar daddy. Oh, yeah. What was the guy? Is that guy not still involved?
He is, but I can't call his name. I'm like
right.
sort of like you.
Yeah, the Ingrams, John, particularly John, more than Oren, is kind of the sugar daddy there.
Right. On the college situation on the free reign of the players.
Right.
Part of the reason I think they're doing what they're doing right now and giving them unfettered free agency, they're afraid they're going to unionize.
They're trying to placate them somehow.
Well, here's the thing. If they unionize, if Northwestern tried that three or four years ago, and it failed.
Right.
But if they're able to get a judge to agree to allow them to unionize, then they can ask for an hourly wage rate.
Right.
So it's not – I got a feeling that if they – if they can find a sympathetic judge that will agree with them, That may be part of the reason why they're doing what they're doing, because they're scared to death of that very fact.
Yeah, hey, Coach Marshall just tweeted, John Rich is who I was trying to think of.
All right, okay.
Now, is the Rich family still, and again, it sounds like a pun there, but
as far as I know, they are still involved.
Okay.
So, yeah. You heard it here first.
Appreciate the call there, Joe. You're a man of wisdom. Appreciate it. So Joe is now. Let me tell you something about Joe, everybody. For you Vandy fans, Joe is a Vanderbilt aficionado and historian. He has stayed in touch with us for decades. Joe is a man that is very economical with his words. He does not spew garbage, okay? Joe does not play around, and he's also not a shill. Joe does not placate his team. He just calls it like he sees it. Now, his team is clearly Vandy, but he shoots straight. Let me put it that way. Yeah, appreciate Coach Marshall there, John Rich. And isn't his son Tate Rich, I believe? He was in the 90s now, before we assumed satellite radio. And I would be at Vanderbilt a lot more than I am now. I'm never there now. But I was around there all the time back then because our office was just a couple miles from the campus. And that's the name you would always hear. I would see him at, like, football games or wherever. Very, very much Vandy people. But wasn't the younger one a walk-on, or maybe he was a scholarship player there. I don't know the son. Randy says, Bill, I'm waiting on the time where you have corporate sponsors sponsoring an NCAA team and paying the players through sponsorship and scholarships going to the walk-on kids. And the team with the biggest sponsor gets the best players. God, I hope that day doesn't come. Hawkeye Jason points out this tweet. Only six teams won a FBS bowl game and also qualified for the men's and the women's basketball tournament. Did you get that? Won a bowl game plus qualified for the men's and the women's for the NCAA tournament. Here they are. And you knew he had an angle. Iowa is in there. That's where Jason's coming from. Kentucky, Baylor, Syracuse, Oregon, Auburn. There you go. Six teams. That's a good year in your athletic department. Even though Auburn, that's a little misleading with Auburn because Auburn's regular season was not to their liking. But they did, they routed in their bowl game. So they've got that. They've got that. Okay. One more break here in hour one. Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com. Top of hour two. Omni Nashville Hotel.
A crash with injuries on 24 westbound between Haywood and Harding. 24 west is already heavy across the eastern split and toward 440. I-40 west is cramped from Spence to Fessler's. Other wrecks in Hermitage in front of Thornton's on Lebanon Pike and in Midtown on West End Avenue near Care Now Urgent Care. Choose a career that makes a difference. Aim high, the United States Air Force. Log on to airforce.com. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR.
Buffalo Wild Wings is the official chicken wing of the NCAA. So forget about watching March Madness on your couch and get to the nearest Buffalo Wild Wings.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Nashville Predators have won three straight and five of their last seven games. They're minus 155 moneyline favorites against the Pittsburgh Penguins today at Bridgestone Arena. The total is six, juiced on the over. The Predators have won four of their last five meetings with Pittsburgh. Belmont, a three-point underdog to Maryland today in the NCAA tournament first round at Veterans Memorial Arena in Jacksonville. The Terrapins have dropped five consecutive postseason games. They're the minus 160 moneyline favorite. Belmont plus 140 underdogs on the money line.
For VSiN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-park. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Nashville, want to save on Medicare Part D copays? Your local Rite Aid now has a Walgreens pharmacy, which could mean lower copays for you. Bring your prescriptions to a Walgreens pharmacy and start saving today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Every Walgreens pharmacy, including the one in your local Rite Aid, participates as a preferred network pharmacy with United Healthcare, Cigna HealthSpring, and Express Scripts Medicare. For a complete list of available plans, please contact 1-800-MEDICARE. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or consult www.medicare.gov. Other pharmacies are available on our network.
It's no secret around here. I like things my way. My way keeps our customers happy. My way keeps us on budget. My way keeps this place running. And my way means ordering from Grainger. They've got what we need when we need it. With simplified checkout, dedicated customer reps, and knowledgeable product experts, I can order online, on the phone, or at a branch the way I like it. My way. When it comes to effortless ordering, Grainger's got your back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Tri-State Forecast.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan Forecast. Well, this morning, a stray shower, otherwise partly sunny today, the high 56. Becoming mainly clear tonight, low 36. Friday, sunny, high 64. Saturday, sunny, high 62. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio
He gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction.
Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Coming up, top of the hour. You guys need to remind me of all the requests I've got for Chris coming up. Got quite a few, but you got to remind me now. I remember Chris on email said ask him about Saban and Kirby Smart. I remember that one. What are the other ones? So, somebody jog my memory on that. Eric in Indianapolis says, Bill, ask him about the new era of college football free agency. That's one, too. I think there was another one. Didn't Aliquippa Bob have one? I thought so. Soul Street Coffee's got one. He says, for over 20 years, the safest position to draft was the offensive line. He asks, How has the quick snap offenses impacted scouting of this group? Also, who are some of the top offensive linemen in the draft? Who is this year's, well, I don't know if there's another Quentin Nelson, but is there a this year's Quentin Nelson? I don't think so. First of all, Quentin Nelson played at Notre Dame. So that right there makes him unique. You can't possibly duplicate that, right? For all you haters. Yeah, you can't possibly. Yeah, Chris Landry, Landry Football coming up. Brad will be with us tomorrow. Right smack dab in the middle of the first round of the NCAA tournament. I love it. Now, I love me the tournament. I love the first 2 days of it, too. I enjoy that a lot. I'll be monitoring today, among all the other things I've got on my plate. Yeah, it'll be fun. 888-702-5494 on Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, BillIsKing7@gmail.com. Yeah, it was pointed out earlier by Jason. I saw the tweet by Brad yesterday, but I didn't allow it to compute at the time. I don't know why. But Brad has put down $5,200 that Duke will not win the tournament. It's a money line bet. The $5,200 is for him to win $2,000. You know how he said that the pros are willing to bet a lot to win a little. Now, I wouldn't say betting $5,200 is a lot to win a little, because $2,000 is a lot of money, right? But that's what that's in essence the theory. That's in essence what he has done here on the money line. He thinks Duke is a little overhyped. He thinks they ought to be favored now. He's not against that line of thinking, but he's betting the field in essence here. Brad Powers, BradPowersSports.com. I hope he's right. Now do North Carolina. Yeah, let's get them out of there too. Those crooks. John Higgins had the fix in for North Carolina a couple of years ago in the Kentucky game. Oh, you know, John Higgins, I think his home, his actual home, is Kansas. Somewhere out in the Midwest. Kansas, Nebraska, I think Kansas, though. Anyways, after that Kentucky-North Carolina game, where the Kentucky fans went ballistic, and they were tweeting him and saying all kinds of things, he sued KSR, the Kentucky Sports Report. And just, was it yesterday, I noticed on Twitter, I didn't have any idea where that lawsuit was, meaning had it been settled or had it been tried, had it been adjudicated, what was up? But yesterday I noticed on Twitter that it was mentioned that it had been thrown out of court or dismissed or whatever, whatever the legal terminology would be. Yeah, Higgins, and his other job besides being in college basketball ref, I think he's got a roofing company. You folks who are bean counting me today, check me on that one, too. And I think, did he claim it was hurting his roofing company or what? I don't know. It's been a while since I've read it. Yeah, John Higgins is the one. Oh, and now this is not new news either, but if you missed it. You know the ref in the Tennessee-LSU game? And Tennessee fans were furious. Anthony Jordan. And it was discovered on Facebook that prior to the, well, a couple of years prior to the game on Facebook, it shows him in a apparel type store holding up an LSU jersey, like proudly, which looks like a conflict of interest, right? Now, again, it wasn't before the game or after the game. It was a couple of years prior. But anyways, still it looks like he's got an interest, a rooting interest. And, of course, Tennessee fans were mad and other fans were saying, oh, you just butt hurt. Well, apparently he has not reffed an SEC game since. He's been in other leagues, but, and again, this is all done in a clandestine way, but apparently he has not reffed an SEC game since that obvious conflict of interest. Hour two coming up, Chris Landry, Landry Football.